Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Bob Dylan wrote a song entitled You Gotta Serve Somebody, in which he stated that all men will be captives unto a principle of sin or one of righteousness. Paul told the Romans, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. The natural man is free to walk in his own self-destructive path, and apart from the intervention of God's grace, his feet shall slide in due time, and he will be utterly destroyed. He thinks this pathway that he is on is one of great freedom, but he shall one day be brought to see the utter folly of that which he has sought out with every fiber of his being. God has not seen fit to totally remove his restraints on the wickedness of men, as of yet, so it is not unusual to find many moral and upright men in the earth, yea, even some mixed with religion of one sort or another. The religious moralist becomes confused on this matter and identifies his moral and upright behavior as righteous, because he assumes that he must possess the ability to please God by his good deeds. Others may just desire to serve his fellow man. Both avenues find many supporters, and those who go about doing good find great support and encouragement in most of the preaching and psychological training that goes on from today's pulpits and the bookshelves. The only righteousness which is acceptable in the courts of heaven is one which has no mixture of error, nor is it in any way less than perfect. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This is the righteousness which can only be supplied by him who is righteousness. The man who is outside of Christ is totally without an acceptable righteousness, regardless of his morality, religion, or good deeds. But the man who is standing in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ cannot be brought into condemnation by anything. This is the glorious liberty of the sons of God, and is the basis upon which all of their hopes and expectations are built. It is to these freeborn sons that the Lord is pleased to send his Spirit to guide them into all truth. He is pleased to not only establish them forever in the courts of heaven as righteous in Jesus Christ, but he is pleased to manifest their sonship in this world by the gift of his Spirit, who works in them both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Whereas they were once free from the principle of righteousness, when they walked in darkness, now he has brought them into captivity to it. Paul said that though we still walk in the flesh, yet we do not operate on the principle of the flesh, as we did when we were without Christ. The word of God has come to us in power, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are still men of flesh and blood, and sin is a constant foe. Yet there is a principle which has been implanted in our minds that we cannot escape. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Sin may be present in the children of God, but it cannot reign over them. They can no longer fully embrace it. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is the knowledge of Christ's righteousness that enables the sons of God to never again be in bondage to sin. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. The reigning power of sin can only be manifested in those who are slaves and subjects of it. The sons of God have been given the precious promises of God, and it is impossible that they should ever be under sin's dominion. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. There are some who would like to entangle the freeborn sons of God with the chains of the principle of sin and death, which has its manifestation in the principle of law. Every time one of God's children tries to operate under this principle, the fire and smoke of Sinai clouds their vision of Christ, who is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth, and makes them to feel the lash of the law, to remind them that they cannot find any comfort therein. Does conscience lay a guilty charge in Moses much condemn, and bring in bills exceeding large? Let Jesus answer them. He paid thy ransom with his hand, and every score did quit, and Moses never can demand two payments of one debt. The sight of this will melt thy heart and make thine eyes run o'er. A happy pardoned child thou art, and heaven is at thy door.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.